This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to call in about anything you want is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype, though, and we'll talk a little bit more about Zcash coming up. In fact, I think that's might be what Rod wants to talk about here. Rod calling from Canada. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to share that I have some worries about Zcash. One of them is that it is generated by a company. It has a CEO and the whole thing. And so it's not decentralized. So you could go to, you know, that one point of failure. You know, governments could go after, you know, the company. So that's very, very worrisome. And then there's another thing, which is what they call hidden inflation. So Zcash is so secret that even the money supply is secret.
Well, I've read that they're only expecting to be 21 million of these, just like with Bitcoin.
Right, but you have to trust them.
Is it not open source?
Well, I don't know about that, but the math and the encryption for the generation of the coins is secret. So there is some kind of a master key that is used the first time to generate the inflation, generate the currency, and then that master key has to be destroyed, and you have to trust this company that they destroyed the master key.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no way to check it. Whereas Monero is trustless, it's decentralized and completely transparent.
And so, Monero took a huge price hit today, from down almost it's not in the U.S. dollars, so I can't figure it out, but down quite a bit.
Now, it's a buying opportunity, in my opinion. I don't have any Monero, so I'm not attached to that. But the things that I've been hearing about Zcash are sort of worrisome, and I would, you know, just the thing about them being a company. Like, I don't know if you know about a company that was called eGold a while back.
Well, yeah, they got raided.
Exactly. So, I mean, this was a legitimate company that had a great business model, but they were a company, so there was that central point of failure. You don't want that. You don't want your money, you know, in a secret currency like that, something that the governments are going to hate, you know, and then be run by a company. I don't know.
I think those are two very good objections to the new currency that's hit the scene as of today called Zcash. It's got a lot of buzz surrounding it. Most of the time when there's a new currency coming out, we don't hear about it. I mean, there's hundreds of altcoins out there. So the fact that this one has attracted so much attention does make it noteworthy. But as you say here, Rod, you know, people should beware. Buyers should beware that, you know, this may not be the promised currency. In fact, I'm looking on its website, and z.cash is the official website for it. When you search for "Is Zcash open source" on Google, when Google gives you the results, it'll give you like the first two sentences that are on the page. It says here, a decentralized and open source cryptocurrency that requires a key to view the sender, recipient, and the value of transactions. But then when I actually go to the Zcash homepage, I cannot find with a control F the words open and source together.
Have you tried going to the about page? Maybe that's where I'd link to.
Nope, haven't gone there yet. Let's see. Oh, yep, here it is. Thank you, Vincent. Zcash is a decentralized and open source cryptocurrency. So they're claiming that this is open source.
But,
and I can't imagine that Roger Veer and Eric Voorhees, who are two longtime listeners of Free Talk Live and supporters of the show, I can't imagine they would have gotten behind something that wasn't open source.
Well,
so I would say,
It may very well be open source, but that master key, you have to trust the company that they destroyed it, you see? You can have all the, you know, the open source code that you want, but if you need to generate currency with a master key and you have to trust somebody that they will destroy it, then I think you're in trouble. But even if that were not true, if that were, you know, a speculation from people that don't like Zcash, just the fact that it's a company to me is worrisome enough. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that today the new release of the Bitcoin Core client came out, that has the new technology, the segregated witness technology. This is very promising, and
this I've not heard anything about.
Yeah, it just came out today, and this will launch a new era of innovation for Bitcoin, including anonymization features. I am not well-versed enough to explain the technicalities of it, and I don't think your audiences would be interested in such a discussion, but yes, there will be what they call scripting updates, which will be made much easier, and all sorts of anonymity features will be implemented in the near future. So Bitcoin is looking good in that respect.
Well, I would love to see Bitcoin start to compete on the feature of anonymity, because so far it really doesn't have it. Pseudo-anonymous, I believe it's called, but by default, everything's trackable on the Bitcoin system.
Well, the thing is that Bitcoin is so big now. It has such a big market cap. It has become very difficult to make decisions without breaking things. So the pace of innovation on Bitcoin has to be slower than on a currency that's just worth, you know, a few thousand dollars, because there's so much at stake.
Well, the big decision that still needs to be made when it comes to Bitcoin is this block size thing. That's the huge controversy on all this.
But that's what segregated witness is going to help solve.
Oh, really?
It's the first step in solving this problem with a soft fork. You guys remember what happened to Ethereum and the hard fork? That's the disaster.
Where there are now, this is for listeners that don't know, Ethereum is the second most popular cryptocurrency or crypto platform, if you will. Its currency is called Ether. And they had this hard fork earlier this year. We covered it in depth on what exactly happened.
It was rocking, and then suddenly the brakes got put on.
Well, what happened was there was two groups of people. One of them supported the currency hard forking and going back in time to undo basically what was like a theft that had happened within the blockchain, within the list of transactions. They undid that transaction. And then so what happened was there was two ethers that sprouted from that. There was the one that had the blockchain where that transaction was undone, and then the other one where the transaction was done. And so essentially it split ether into two, and now there's ether, and there's now ether classic. And if you want to talk about, I mean, if that sounds confusing to you, it is confusing. Can you imagine there being two Bitcoins out there? It would be super confusing to, you know, merchants and users alike to try to explain to people, oh, yeah, you need to use Bitcoin, but you need to use the Bitcoin that's the original Bitcoin, not the new Bitcoin. You know, it would just get so unwieldy.
Exactly. And that's why I think that Roger Ver is wrong about the block size debate, because the way that he wants to upgrade the block size is with a hard fork. So this is just a horrible idea. I mean,
and a hard fork is where somebody changes the program. They would change the Bitcoin software, and then a bunch of people, if they support it, would get on board with it, and that would essentially force the Bitcoin network to what you're saying, hard fork to that new software.
This is such a bad idea. It is so dangerous. You'll end up with a bunch of different coins. You'll end up with people that haven't updated. I mean, it's you know, Roger's great. He's amazing. But in this issue, I think he just hasn't grasped the danger, the technological challenges of a hard fork. And that's why the Bitcoin Core developers are doing it slowly. They're doing a soft fork, which is what happened today.
What's the difference between a hard fork and a soft fork? What does that mean?
The soft fork is backwards compatible. So basically, if not everybody upgrades, then still the people that have the old coin can the new client will recognize the old coins.
Okay.
So, but a hard fork does not.
The hard fork splits the network.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very dangerous. Bad idea.
Thank you for sharing that tonight, Rod. I appreciate it as well.
And bye-bye.
You know, the controversy continues here between the camps in the Bitcoin universe. You know, he's saying this new segregated witness thing might help solve the problem with the block size. And
I hope so.
That sounds reasonable to do.
Yeah, but to get too far into that, we don't want to go into the weeds. So we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't been able to put your idea into action? Well, HostGator can help. They've got a one-click, simple installation for WordPress. You've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you. Plus, they're one of the top hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating. So you're in good hands with HostGator, and you can get 50% off of their regular prices when you go to HostGator.com/FTL. Yeah, good luck trying to find another offer like that. If you go to HostGator's main site, you'll see they regularly give you 20% off just to start up. You'll get 50% off if you go to HostGator.com/FTL. That way they know that you came from Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL to get that special offer.
Yeah, and you get the huge discount, too.
Humongous. And it's good for as long as your initial term. So if you sign up for 3 years, you get 50% off for 3 years. It's pretty sweet. So HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling us from Alabama, listening to LRN.FM.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey,
yeah, I wanted to talk about the Bundys, but before that, I thought...
Oh, yeah.
I've been listening to all these great calls you had today, and I was wondering if you maybe could find out what video that guy was talking about and put the link on your website as a public service or something. Because
I'm talking about the hermaphrodite video.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I gotta see that. Will you guys put the link up for me?
I'm afraid you're going to have to do your own Googling on that one, but it's not hard to find, I'm sure.
And then there was that kid, something like, you know, that 14-year-old kid, and I have a very similar story to that. I passed out the other day. I was out cold. And when I woke up, I stood up and this kid was walking by and I couldn't talk to him. I just kind of had to whisper. And then I looked down and here I was up, dressed in a scary clown outfit and I had balloons in one hand and a basket of candy in the other. It was just the weirdest thing. I don't know how that happened.
I love this. The terrible call by the 14-year-old earlier has actually spawned two really good parodies of that call. It's good stuff, Gene.
But with the Bundys, I think I am so pleased by what happened with the Bundys, and I just...
We haven't even mentioned it. They are found not guilty.
We mentioned it last night.
Oh, did you? Okay, I didn't realize it was news as of yesterday. I thought it was news as of today.
Yeah, and I think that the way the FBI handled that case initially, when trying to round up the last of the protesters, they did it in a very unprofessional fashion. And I believe to some extent that had something to do with the raid on the studio that came a few weeks later, because I really called them out on it. And I guess the last thing I want to say on it is regarding the FBI is
Is this jury nullification?
Screw you, people.
Is this jury nullification what happened?
Yep.
Well, no, it's not necessarily. They're not claiming it's jury nullification, but I still believe that in some of those jurors' minds, they learned about jury nullification, and they're just not telling the judge about it. That's what I think. Because they're saying, well, the prosecution didn't really prove their conspiracy charge, and the juror even mentioned, well, why didn't they charge them with criminal trespass or something of that? But it was because they didn't prove the elements of conspiracy. And I do think that jury outreach is working, and that telling people about jury nullification and educating people, I really think this is a result of that. And I think if we can see more of the good guys winning, and basically the good guys are anybody that's being persecuted by the feds for nonviolent offenses. Anytime you're charged with a crime that doesn't have a victim, then that charge, the jury should come back not guilty. I mean, I would. If I'm on the jury ever, I will definitely look at the charge and look at what I think they're going to give them for time, because, you know, the judge won't tell you how much time they're going to give them. Mm-hmm. But I'll consider all those things if I'm ever on a jury, and I will definitely say not guilty, and I'll be the staunchest, hard-nosed juror that ever went in that jury room, because I am not going to sway if there's 11 people that want to convict, and I'm the one that says not guilty. I'm just going to sit there until they, you know, till the cows come home, and they're just going to either have to come over to my side and say not guilty or it's going to be a hung jury, one or the other. I think people need to know about jury nullification.
I totally agree with you, Gene. It's, of course, your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, meaning that if you think the law is bad or you think the people who were charged with it should be left alone or whatever reason, if you think that you should find the person not guilty just because you want to, you can do that. And same thing's true for guilty, I guess, but the opposite of jury nullification. But
this particular subject, it's a special nerve with me because I actually wrote an article on jury nullification in the 70s and had it printed. Had it printed in the newspaper in Astoria, Oregon, the Astoria, what the heck was the thing? Because I lived there on the coast of Oregon at the time. But I still have reprints of that article, and I wrote it based on the book, An Essay on a Trial by Jury by Lysander Spooner, an excellent book. And so I used that book as my basis to write this story. And so jury nullification is something that I've been working on for a long time, and I'm hoping that it's actually starting to bear some fruit.
Yep, I'm with you. Thanks for the call tonight, Gene. I'm glad you brought that up, because how deep did you get in? You just briefly mentioned it last night, Mark, the Malheur verdict.
Well, I mean, we had a call in from John T. Kennedy, and he updated us on it, and you know, it was a great update, and it was really exciting.
Good. All right. So if you want to hear more discussion on that, you can check that out on last night's episode. Download it over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. And by the way, just before we do that, speaking of New Hampshire and jury nullification activism, Gene, the Christian anarchist, I totally agree with. Jury nullification is very important activism. I've been doing it for years here in New Hampshire. And then within the last year or two, it's really kind of blown up. We've got about 6 or 7 out of the 10 superior courthouses. They're 11. 11, I think. So good majority of the courthouses in New Hampshire are covered with jury nullification outreach. There are every month activists that go out and hand out flyers from nhjury.com letting the potential jurors know about jury nullification. And I think the more we can do this, the more people that we can get here to get the word out. Once we can cover all 10 or 11 superior courts, then that's it. You know, we've got every potential juror covered.
We win.
With information about jury nullification. Well, you don't necessarily win, but you get the information out there, and that will eventually lead to somebody utilizing that information, even if it doesn't happen in every case. Of course, you know, the one thing that is the most important factor is if people stop taking plea deals. So as long as everybody's taking a plea deal, then jury nullification can't help anything. But if people actually know that there's a network of folks out there who believe in jury nullification, because every defendant walking into court will also be handed one of those jury nullification flyers. So that's important as well.
Yeah, it kind of, I think that mainly what happens with juries is that people just want to go home. You know, it's been a long 2 or 3 days in the trial, boring stuff to watch these trials. And then you're asked to deliberate, which is, I mean, you know, it's just hard to do. It's hard to deal with. And, you know, statists are very staunch in their beliefs that if we're just vigilant and hard on enough people that suddenly society will turn itself around. You've got to stand in there and be like, no, this is a bad idea. That's tough.
So if you want to learn more about that, check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at the national level. You can also go to nhjury.com. We got some good information over there. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free, take control of these airwaves, bring up whatever you want with you tonight. Ian here.
Vincent here.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. This week was a very big week for Cell 411. We've talked about the amazing free decentralized emergency response app here on Free Talk Live a number of times in the past because I'm a huge fan of it. Not only because they are sponsoring our video feed, but long before that. Cell 411's been around since August of 2015 now, so it's been around for more than a year. And it has become the premier decentralized emergency alerts app, meaning that the main purpose of Cell 411 is to allow you to alert your friends, neighbors, families to what's going on in your life. If something bad happens, and inevitably bad things will happen, you get pulled over, something catches on fire, there's a medical emergency, cops are harassing you, whatever, you can send out an alert that your friends and family and neighbors can see if they're also using Cell 411. It's awesome. It's a really great app. A lot of the activists here in the Keene area and across New Hampshire are using Cell 411, and now there's yet another huge reason to download Cell 411. This could be, this new feature could be the factor that really brings people to Cell 411. Because it's one thing to say to people, hey, how'd you like a free decentralized emergency alerts app? And people, you know, who listen long enough to hear the pitch will say, yeah, it sounds kind of cool. But how many of them will go and download it? I don't know. But how would you like to have ride sharing and cut the corporations out of the picture?
Yeah, for a lot less.
How would you like to have ride sharing, which allows drivers and riders to connect directly with one another? That's what Cell411 is doing, and they've launched version 5 this week at getcell411.com. It's available on Android immediately. iPhone users, it's coming. It just takes longer because Apple has to approve everything in the iPhone or the Apple Store, so it just takes longer. Anyway, Android, it's here. You can get it now. If you already have Cell411, make sure you get the latest version, and you'll see ride sharing's in there. You can easily set your own rates as a driver, and the riders get to decide from which radius, how far away the potential drivers can come. This is the initial release for this. It's going to get better. I mean, it's already great. It's already super easy to use. In fact, here in Keene, within the last 24 hours, we had the very first Cell411 rideshare completed, meaning a person...
Keene's the first place.
Keene's the first, of course. Awesome. I mean, come on. It's Keene. So it was actually Daryl who needed a ride from the gym. He requested a ride, and Renee, my girlfriend, picked him up. So...
It sounds like a deck stacked.
Congratulations. We did it. Well, it was a competition, actually. Cell411's creator, Virgil Vaduva, was offering a $50... a bounty, basically, to anybody who had the first ride. And so we made it happen.
It's a good ride.
Yep. So there you go. Cell411, go get it at getcell411.com. There's really, it just keeps getting better and better. It's amazing software, and it's free. So really, there's no reason not to do this, and encourage your friends to do the same thing. It creates emergency networks that have never existed, and now it has ride sharing. I mean, really, it's an amazing app. Getcell411.com. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, so I wanted to contest an idea that I seem to hear you saying a lot, Ian, and that is the idea that you should bring friends with you as more or less as a rule when you do some kind of activism like going to City Hall or whatnot.
I think for new people, yeah, I think it's a smart move.
Maybe there are cases where it's better, but there are a lot of advantages to doing something alone. It was like Sun Tzu used to say, the smaller force can move faster than the large force, and there's no need to coordinate or communicate or anything. You just have a compact force, and when you get a group, you end up with whoever is the most annoying person on the group winds up being the one who defines the group. But in many ways, you can be more effective alone.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish, I guess. So give me an example.
If you're trying to be annoying, you should bring an annoying person.
Give me an example of one way you can be more effective alone.
Well, I mean, I think that's what I do when I go to a city council meeting. Instead of just, you know, going to the meeting, I will go and do all the things that I can by myself that are effective. And usually what that means, what's most effective, is standing outside the meeting and then asking questions of bureaucrats as they go in. I'm getting that on camera and putting it on YouTube, obviously.
Well, you need a second person to carry the camera.
No, he doesn't. He's fine. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I don't know if you've ever seen his work.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't know you.
Dave has his own camera, and he just asks questions from behind the camera. But I see what you're saying. If you had a second person, then you know whoever the interviewer is could get on camera, too. I think that, Dave, you know, you're an old-school professional. I mean, not only are you a video professional, but you're also an activist. And I would say you're a professional activist because you get paid to do activism. I mean, you sell sponsorships on the Ridley Report, and that is your activism, and it's great work. I've been a longtime supporter of it. And in fact, LRN.FM, FreeKeen.com, many of the things that the projects I'm involved in have been your sponsors, probably your longest-running, I believe your longest-running sponsor at this point. But you got to remember, not everybody has the on or in field experience that you do. Not everybody feels as comfortable talking to the police as you do. And if you're going out there by yourself and you're doing activism, at some point, if you're being effective, the cops are going to be called on you. Now, maybe you can go into city council meeting after city council meeting and or go outside or stand outside of it and somehow be unmolested by the bureaucrats and the police, their agents. But eventually it's going to happen. And you've been confronted by police many a time and you've been alone many a time. And for a lot of people, they just don't want to be in that circumstance. And it's a very scary circumstance to be in. And having somebody there with you to, you know, increase your numbers is a very palpable sense of security. And, you know, it may not guarantee your safety, but I think it can, in a lot of cases, prevent you from being targeted and arrested. Like, for instance, James Cleveland was alone when the police targeted him behind a building in Keene, New Hampshire. There was a man who was going to kill himself, and he was behind that building. He was all alone when the cops zeroed in on him and took him out. They arrested
him. The trick seems to be to know when to hold him and when to fold him, and an inexperienced person isn't going to know when to fold. Dave, he's got a system that when the police tell him to leave someplace, he leaves, but he leaves slowly.
Yep.
And that's something he's developed over time.
Well, you know, this didn't take rocket science or a lot of years for me to figure out. This, most of this stuff goes back pretty much toward the beginning. And the you know, like if you look at James Cleveland's situation, well, whatever might have gone imperfectly in that situation, I don't know that it necessarily would have been better with more people. For instance, if there was a situation at the Keene District Court where we had probably about 20 people there actually who were there to see my arraignment for filming in a courthouse. And some people spontaneously decided at the end of that they were not going to leave. And this resulted in the activist group getting split into folks that had left and folks that had stayed. And so almost all these arrests of those activists that stayed were not filmed. No one was ready for it. It was just because there was a group, there was no way to know, no way for everybody in the group to know what the other people were going to do. Whereas if that had been just an individual, then the entire force would have moved as one. Does that make sense?
No, you're making total sense. I'm not saying, I'm not saying every activism has to be done in a group. I've gone out alone a number of times. I mean, just recently, I was the lone NH exit demonstrator outside at Central Square. Within the last week, we had about 7 people go out. But before that, about 2 weeks before that, I went out all by myself just because nobody else was available. There was just nobody else around. Vincent, you were out of town. A couple other guys were out of town. Some people were working. They just couldn't come out. And so I just went out there alone. And I know what the risks are. And you know, Renee was all worried about it. She thought somebody was going to come attack me or whatever. And you know, it didn't happen. Everybody was happy and everybody, you know, everything got along just fine. In fact, if there was a higher risk, it would have been the next week when there was a group and there was actually one of the newer movers had an upside down U.S. flag with the New Hampshire flag on top of it.
Yeah, see, and you're making my point for
but
it's me.
But it was way more fun. But no, it was way more fun with the group. We didn't have anybody threaten us over. There was just some angry lady who drove by, and we actually had people come up and approach us and talk to us, which did not happen while I was there alone. So it was far more effective with a group. I'm not saying you can't be effective as a lone wolf, but most people aren't ready for that, Dave.
It all depends on the situation, too.
Hold that thought. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We've got enough time for you. If you dial in now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. If you want to support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you and buy whatever it is you want to buy. You get the same great Amazon prices, the same huge selection, the super saver shipping deals, the Prime, all that stuff. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking activism with one of the guys who knows more than anybody in New Hampshire about it. He's spent more time probably in the streets than most of the activists here in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley, because, well, you were one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project, Dave, and you got here in what, 04, 05?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been making videos ever since. Go ahead.
But no, I actually haven't done that much. It's just that I've done it all
Efficiently
that it looks like there's more than there really is.
Dave, you crank out more content per week than most every other activist out there. I mean, there are only a few of them that put out more content than you do. I mean, you are one of the top 10 for sure, as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, I appreciate you being coy or bashful.
Yeah, but you're in the top 10 too.
Yeah, absolutely, I am.
And I just want people to understand.
Right.
Well, yeah, you're doing quite a bit more than I am, but I only go to about one or maybe two events per month. That's how efficient it is to operate by yourself. Now, if you start doing an event where you have, for instance, if you have an event like you were talking about where you have six people show up,
yeah,
that takes 12, 20 times as much effort as having one person show up. And,
not
and
really.
Yes, having six.
Not really. I mean, all we really had to do was, no, it really didn't take much effort. All, you know, we did was pick the date, and then people showed up. They brought their own signs, and, you know, somebody needed to make a sign, they made a sign. But, you know, usually if you've done these things before, you bring a few signs so somebody can just show up and grab a sign. So I brought out some masks, and there were a couple signs we brought out, and everybody had what they needed, and it really didn't take that much effort at all. But I get what you're saying, and I get the principle of what you're saying, that, you know, if you're a lone wolf activist, you're more flexible. You don't have to wait for anybody else to agree on something like a date or whatever. So it is more efficient to operate by yourself. But on the other side of that coin is you're also less effective in a lot of ways. I can understand that you can be more effective in some ways by going by yourself, but
trade-offs.
But you're at a greater risk as well. And a lot of activists don't have the kind of leadership mentality that you might have, Dave. You're willing to lead yourself. Maybe you're not willing to lead others. I don't like being a leader. I will sort of regretfully involve myself in that role. I prefer if we had more self-starters, more people going out there and creating events and creating activism. But the fact is, most people aren't that kind of doer. They are willing to show up if you give them an opportunity to show up at something. If you create an event and say, hey, this thing's happening at this time, would you like to come out? And then, you know, we'll provide you with the signs. You're more likely to get more participants there. And the fact is, we need people here of all those sorts. We've got to have the people who just want to come along for the ride, who are willing to show up and, you know, hold the sign. And we got to have the people who are willing to create the event. And we got to have the lone wolves as well. But I'm doing a general audience radio show. I'm trying to, you know, encourage people to get out there and get involved and do something. Do something more than just show up once every 4 years and punch a chat out of a ballot or whatever. To do something more than that, there's a fear factor there. People know that activism is risky, whether it's the risk from an angry fellow man on the street or cops who want to target you. Doing anything of an activist nature has risks involved in it. Even the most benign-sounding political action, if you become effective as a politician or become effective as a political group, you'll be targeted for attack in those cases. So I'm trying to create a way that people can come into activism and not feel scared to death. And sending people out alone, you know, or encouraging them to go out alone is like encouraging them, you know, just go ahead and sign their death warrant at that point, because some cops are going to target them and they're going to get arrested.
Indicating that they need to wait until they have a friend or a group is also quelling activism and not necessarily making them safer. Like I said, having your friend around can make you more in danger than you were before.
Would you really tell someone to go out cop blocking without having anybody backing them up?
Well, I wouldn't tell someone to go out cop blocking because I don't like cop blocking that much.
Okay, then.
I've only done it once in my life.
If you're going to go out and you're going to do something that could attract police attention, it helps to have people on your side. I mean, look,
so
there's...
I've got a couple of points here. Dave, first off, you know, people are listening all across the country. If you tell people to go out and do single-person activism, the likelihood of them doing single-person activism outside of New Hampshire is large, and the likelihood of them in doing single-person activism in New Hampshire is small. Whereas if you tell people to go out in groups, they're liable to try to find groups, and they're going to have a difficult time doing that outside of New Hampshire. Secondly, you deal with the weird guy factor. If you're just one person...
You are the weird guy if you're the one guy.
...holding a sign or whatever, you're the weird guy. Ian was out there wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, and he was the weird guy. Now, I say you can mitigate that with sort of a mask and a costume that's interesting. You used to do some activism in a Wookiee outfit, and that creates...
Dave did, yep.
And that creates a lot of, people like that. It's exciting,
yep.
That kind of thing. And they get to see, oh, everybody, it's Chewbacca, right? And so that mitigates that.
All right, so I got another example for you, Dave. Now, this has nothing to do with cop block. But we've got a listener named Jason. He lives in a small town. I believe it's Forsyth, Missouri. And he's been going on a monthly basis. They only have city council meetings there once a month. He's been going there monthly for the last several months to record their meetings. You know, this is in an unobtrusive style activism. He's just going there to record things. And they immediately were cold to him. were immediately rude to him, threatening towards him. He's been physically threatened by members of that meeting. He's been assaulted by members of that meeting, and he's all alone doing it. And I'm glad that he's doing it because it's, you know, making for entertaining footage, but at some point something bad might happen to him. And if he were not alone in that city council chamber, if he had five, because there's no one in the chamber except for the city council members and like two people in the audience. So if he brings four other people in there, he's got the majority of the audience at that point. And you better believe these tough guys aren't going to be trying to push him around. Numbers make a huge difference.
He's another example of how it works, being alone. Now, he might come into trouble later, but for now, he's winning, and he's doing it alone outside New Hampshire without perfect demeanor and without experience.
If somebody slugs him outside of the meeting and there's nobody around to watch it and there's no one around to record video of it, has he really won?
That hasn't happened yet. That's pretty speculative. And
thank goodness it didn't happen, but he did get assaulted. Someone did put his hands on him.
In this case, that was a win for him because he wasn't physically hurt.
No,
and he
didn't get it on camera. He wasn't able to record it. Even though the camera was recording, it wasn't pointed at the action. So you only have to take his word for it that he was assaulted. None of the people in that room are going to witness on his behalf. They're all on the favor of the state.
It's worked up till now, but he can't sustain that. So, I mean, like having I understand what you're saying, but having either, it can't be either or. You know, so far it's been good doing it alone, but eventually he's going to have to start bring people there if that's happening.
Yeah, and there's definitely cases where it is better. I just want to contest the idea that it is better by default.
Consider it contested, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate this. Dave from RidleyReports.com.
No one better to contest it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I love about Dave is even though he takes money for advertising for the projects that we're involved in, he's always stayed true to being independent. Like, he'll criticize some video that I make. He'll criticize something that we write about over at Free Keen or we'll talk about here on Free Talk Live. And that's, you know, I appreciate his independent spirit even when taking ad dollars from somebody. So, thank goodness for Dave. I think he's a great asset to our movement up here, and I wouldn't say he should stop doing his loner activism, but knowing people and knowing groups and knowing how people, you know, work, it's just not right for most people. I prefer not to do it. I'm willing to do it because I'm willing to throw caution to the wind. Okay, I'm willing to do that. But most people, you know, they got a family at home, they got kids to take care of, they got a job to go
it's
to the next day.
It's just too alienating. That's for me. You know, it'd be one thing. If I show up at an event, it's because I want to see what you guys are doing. I want to chronicle what's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
What
so you can talk about it on the radio.
You know, those kind of things. There's no way I'm going to stand out there with some sign being being heckled as the weird guy. I just don't have the interest in that. That's mm-hmm. No, thank you very much.
I mean, Vincent, how do you feel about this? I mean, you're new to activism. You've done some group activism so far. Would you have gone out and done those things alone?
Well, no, because one, I don't have a car, but yeah, like
you can walk down to Central Square by yourself.
No, yeah, that I can. And doing something as like flamboyant as the mask thing, I almost didn't put on the mask. But you know, it's great to have people there. Flyering, I could do that. Like, I give people flyering like you do. But like, if it's something, you know, something somewhat controversial, yeah, I think it's better to have people there because
absolutely.
It shows how many other you're not just some weirdo. You have other people believe in. People like to have that group mentality, which isn't good, but unfortunately, that's how it is.
Hey, if you didn't get in tonight, I'm sorry about that. You can always call us tomorrow night on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, or any night during the week because we do this thing 7 nights a week. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights, protection.
take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.